North Dakota State jumper, triple jumper, long jumper extraordinaire, Mr. Adam Duggar. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just talking to Adam while we were waiting to go back on. Your spring break is here and gone. You're heading out, going back to school, right?
Yeah, so I've been here for about a week now, so I'll go ahead, stay with Seth and Lincoln tonight, and then drive the rest of the six hours in the morning. So
I know your mom's, those tears, she's probably listening right now, probably the tears are falling right now, her little boy's going back to school.
Well, you're not doing her any favors right now either, so.
You're right on that, Adam, you're right. What a great indoor season you had. It was tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It started off really hot, and then I just kind of faded a little bit and kind of brought it back towards the end of the season, which you kind of typically see, but not a lot of times your first jump of the season is your best jump, but that's just kind of how it ended up for me. Just had a really good fall training, and it just translated right away. So, yeah, and I mean, just excited to get out, see some sun for once, and get out in the outdoor. So, I've had enough practice inside and jumping inside, honestly. So
I bet that's the case with all those track and field athletes. You know, indoor, only have so much. Let's go outdoors where it's supposed to be at, right?
Yeah, indoor is more of a preseason, honestly, kind of when you look at it. I mean, they have the Olympics outdoor for a reason, so. I mean, just jumping on like a hard 200 indoor track is a lot different than jumping on a nice spongy outdoor track. So,
you hit 50 foot in the early part of the season, and then you ended in the conference meet. I think went 49 something. So you're pretty consistent throughout the season, weren't you?
Yeah, that's one thing that's nice too. I never really dipped at all. I kind of stayed around the same mark, but I also didn't improve by too much either. I just got a few form things to kind of clean them up, and then should be kind of really taking off for good. So.
I'm sure your coaches and you guys have talked about that time after time. Just a few little tweaks here and there, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you hit one contact a little better, and you're going already a foot farther, and it's just like that. So that's already 51 just in itself. So on a triple jump, you got three jumps in a row, so just one bad one kind of just ruins your whole jump. So you just got to get three good in a row, and then just see what happens from there.
I know I was texting your parents, I heard that the conference meet went really well. I said, well, can he make the national meet? You had to go, what, correct me if I'm wrong, 52 to make the top 16, is that right?
Yeah, so indoor it's a lot harder to go nationals because they only take the top 16. So I would have had to jump mid-52 or so, which is, I would say is definitely in my reach, especially for outdoor coming up, but it's just a lot harder to make it. And for outdoor, they'll have regionals, and then once you get top 12 in regionals, then you can go on to it. So it's definitely a lot more attainable for outdoor season. So because usually you jump a little farther in outdoor too. So hopefully get outside and get a little sun on me, and hopefully let's see what happens. Let it fly.
And you're kind of battling the elements now. You got sunshine, but you got wind, and maybe some cold beats. So a little bit of that that you didn't have to worry about in indoor season.
Yeah, I'll take a little tailwind here and there. It'd be nice.
Oh, when jumpers have that, they're smiling, aren't they?
Oh, of course. You see a little bit of legal tailwind, and you're just looking at the chops for that. So
they did try long jumping a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried doing one. I did one meet, and I scratched my first two, so I kind of scooted way back and just kind of jogged into it. And ended up going only like 20 feet and just kind of dragged my arm back. And I was like, well, I think I'm done with this for a while. So I just kind of retired it for a little bit, but I'll definitely bring it back out for outdoor. So.
I was just going to ask you, going to try maybe trying the both jumps in the outdoor season?
Yeah, I was planning on doing both jumps for indoor conference, but I ended up testing positive for influenza A that Monday of conference. So I spent that whole week just doing nothing, and I was just kind of just starting to feel better around that Saturday. So I was like, I'm just going to sit out the Friday, not do long jump, and just focus on triple jump on Saturday. So it ended up working out fine, so it's good.
Yeah, that flu bug or whatever influenza just knocks you for a loop, and it takes a little time to recover, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I ended up taking 2 weeks off because we jumped in Nashville 2 weeks before conference, and I took the week off before conference because I was like, yeah, I'll train really hard right before conference. And then ended up getting sick, so I ended up having 2 weeks off of just where I haven't done anything, haven't practiced. But it ended up being fine, and it worked out good, so thank God for that.
So when's the outdoor season? You get into practice here pretty soon?
Yeah, so as soon as I get back up there, we'll start practicing again right away. And then we'll go to San Antonio that next weekend right away. So in 2 weekends, I'll be in San Antonio right away, kicking off our outdoor season. So
you took some travels, some trips in the indoor, different places to go in the outdoor season now?
Yeah, we'll go more to – we'll chase the warm weather now. So we'll go to California, Texas. And then we'll go to Vegas, too, which has a kind of fun meet. So, yeah, we'll get to kind of travel all over just chasing the weather. And I guess it'd be fun, kind of see the country a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I get to go for free also, so you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. The school picks up the tab, right?
That's right.
Now, your jump crew, long jump or triple jump, I'm sure a tight-knit bunch, and you guys really push each other too, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're all really close. I mean, we practice with each other almost every day. So, I mean, for us, we see each other more than we see our families, honestly, mm-hmm. So which is kind of cool. A lot of places you go and track, and it's more of an individual thing. But, like, up there, it's a lot of team. They care a lot about the team. And you can just tell from that video, like, that you're mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. just, like, the atmosphere around the conference meet, the atmosphere is insane. You can really just feel the energy shift from team to team as events are going on. And it just means more. Like, they care a lot about the team stuff, and which is good, along with the individual accolades along.
How about the team chances now in the outdoor season? Is this team going to be right in the thick of things every invite you go to?
Yeah, we'll be right there. I mean, and then looking at conference also, not to get too ahead of myself, but, I mean, we pick up javelin, which we went 1, 2, and 3 last year. So, and then discus, we also placed, I think, 2 guys in the top 3. So outdoor really usually always favors us a lot with the javelin and discus, so. Should be good things coming for the team. So,
well, as you well know, in track and field especially, just staying healthy, keeping yourself healthy is the big key in the whole thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we started all the way back in August training, and now, I mean, we're going to be going on well over 6 months by the end of it. So it's just keeping the body right and doing the right things. So, yeah.
But the college and the trainers and everything, they really help you through that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you have one small tweak or anything, they'll get you right almost right away. So. It's nice, just one less headache you got to take care of with that. Just they'll take care of all of it for you. So,
the qualify for the nationals and the outdoor compared to the indoor, I'm sure it's a little different.
Yeah. So I mentioned it a little bit earlier. So they have a bunch of regions. So I'll be in the Midwest region, and then so we have to place top 12 in the Midwest region. And so once you do that, you can qualify for the national meet, which will be in Eugene, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where regionals is at yet. Probably somewhere. It'll be somewhere in the Midwest. But so yeah, if you're top 24 in your region, you're honorable All-American, and then top 12 is All-American, and then from there it's just first team, second team. So you just kind of see what happens from there.
Hit that 50-foot barrier again. You should be right in the thick of things.
Yeah, I should be. Should be really well and should be sorry the outdoor like nationals should be well within reach for me. So a lot of times you jump a lot farther in outdoor just because the surface is a lot better and also just had extra time training too, so should be good.
Well, we wish you the best luck in the outdoor season. We'll be following your progress, no question about it, and I know we'll be hooking up sometime in the next month or so. As oh, you yeah, get into the season,
we'll stay in touch for sure. Yeah.